I really began to understand that things are created twice. They're created first energetically, and then they're created in 3D. And if you can't create it energetically, it will never show up here. If you have been working 12, 14 hours a day trying to build something and ignoring the energy side and wondering, why is this happening? What's going on? It's probably because you need to take a deep breath, take a step back, and start working on the quantum energy side of what it is that you want to achieve.
Oh, hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Unlocked Show. I'm your host, Tracy Wilson, and it's fantastic to be here with you guys today. As you guys know, I'm based on the Gold Coast of Australia, but this morning's guest is with me all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I absolutely love that place. For those of you who haven't been to Las Vegas yet, you got to go. You got to do the whole zip lining through the township of Old Town in Las Vegas. I had a whole lot of fun doing that, as did my husband. But enough about kind of my trips to America. Let me tell you all about Wendy. So Wendy Byford's my very special guest today. I'm excited to have her on the show because we're going to be talking about energy. Now, as business owners, you know, often we start out creating our own business with very little thought about our energy and how that actually plays out in our life and what it can actually do in terms of either helping us accelerate our success, or in some cases, it can be a real saboteur to your business success. So I've asked Wendy today to kindly talk about that, how that plays out in one's business, because she's a very good creator of businesses from home. So over the last number of years, after, I'm going to say, escaping corporate America, she decided that, heck, I'm going to start my own business. I want to have a complete flip and a change of lifestyle, be able to create business from home, be able to do all the things that I love, spend time with my family, travel, my grandchildren and the like. And the best way to do that was to come up with a concept and an idea and be able to do it from the comfort of her own home. Now, if you are watching today, you're probably thinking, God, that sounds like a flaming dream, and I would love to do that too. So in today's show, we're going to do a few different things because, you know, we want to make sure that you take away from every single episode some really tangible things that you can do. The first thing we're going to be talking about is like energy and how that plays out in business. But secondly, what sort of things can you do to start creating your very own business from home? And then Wendy's even going to show you where you can go or give you some tips and tools and even a resource as to where you can go to get some more help from her. So stay tuned in today's show because you're going to get all of that and more. So welcome to the show, Wendy. It is fantastic to have you here.
Thank you so much, Tracy. I'm very excited because we're going to be talking about all of the things that I love to talk about.
I know, me too. And, you know, when I saw your bio and saw that, gosh, you've got such a vast background of knowledge and expertise. And funnily enough, it sort of follows a lot of, you know, my journey as well, you know, sort of stepping out or escaping that corporate life and starting a business from home, just like you have. So I'm really interested. I'm sure there's lots of parallels that you and I have got, as will our listeners have today. So let's kind of do a little bit of go back in time, and maybe you can tell everybody, you know, how did you firstly even get into this whole business space, but more interestingly, this quantum energy, how did that all come about? How did you come across it? And then how did you start to weave that into your business and see that, gosh, this one thing makes such a difference to people's success?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I never thought anything about energy the whole time that I was in corporate America. And I was in corporate America working for Hewlett-Packard for like 25 years. And I traveled all over the world doing things that hadn't been done before in the company and had a great time doing it. And even to the day that I left, I never thought about how the energy that I had or matching my energy with, you know, the quantum energy out in the universe really made any difference. None of that really made any sense to me at all. And I came across, after I left corporate America and decided that I was going to start my own business, I came across a fellow named Bob Proctor. Now, many of your listeners may actually have heard Bob. Many of them may know him just because he passed away recently. And so I'm going back years and years and years. I got to know Bob. And the first time that Bob ever was going to allow anybody to coach his work, I was in that class. Right, front and center.
What a privilege.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, teach me. I'm open. I'm just, you know, give it to me. And it was through his work that I started to understand how your thoughts really affect what happens. Well, over the years, doing more and more studying, getting into more of the quantum energy and quantum physics side of things, I really began to understand that things are created twice. They're created first energetically, and then they're created in 3D. And if you can't create it energetically, it will never show up here. So all of you who are listening, I am really, really sorry to tell you, if you have been working 12, 14 hours a day trying to build something and ignoring the energy side and wondering, why is this happening? What's going on? It's probably because you need to take a deep breath, take a step back, and start working on the quantum energy side of what it is that you want to achieve. You know, Tracy, you've probably heard everybody say, you know, give me your vision of what it is you're trying to achieve. Well, that vision is where you're out there creating this in the quantum field. You're imagining what this is, and more importantly, to just kind of visualizing it, you're feeling it, right? The energy is a feeling. The universe is a feeling entity. And so when you're building this thing out in the quantum field, you're feeling what it's like to actually be there, to actually be doing what it is that you want, to be right in the middle of it, how joyful it is, how wonderful it is, how you want to keep doing whatever it is that you're building forever, whatever that is. When you build it there, then it can start to show up in the 3D world. If you don't build it there first, it's not going to show up.
Isn't it interesting that you'd say, even in our opening of today's show, you know, that often we don't even give this, we don't even think about energy as being, I'm going to say, anywhere on the Richter scale of when we're talking about, anywhere on the Richter scale of, you know, building my business. It doesn't even factor in corporate America or corporate world. We don't even think about that as being part of our journey to success. And like you say, you know, being able to create that first in our mind, being able to create it once in our mind, almost like you've got your own inbuilt metaverse, right? So we're creating that once in our own mind, and then being able to create it on the in the physical sense. So how have you said, like, how did you discover that this was, other than sort of going to an event, hearing somebody talk about it, how did you actually put this into action? And when did you sort of start seeing that, oh my God, this is so true? Because it's one thing to sit in a room, right, and hear somebody say, hey, this is what you should do, but then it's a whole different kettle of fish to actually go away and experience it yourself. What, give us, you know, paint me a picture of how that came about.
Well, actually, it was one of those things that you would never want to wish on anybody.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it was one of those lessons that you can't ignore, because it's like, I did that to myself. How could I do that? When we were building our business, we built a seven-figure business when I left corporate America. And it was a great business. We had wonderful staff. We just, you know, took all the lessons from corporate America on how not to do things and did it differently. Mm-hmm. We had people stay with us until they retired. It was just a great business. But something happened after we'd had the business many years. And I had always had this thing in my mind that said, there will always be enough. And it was just the way that I would. There will always be enough. You know, if I'm trying to build something and, okay, so money's a little tight because we're trying to automate a certain section, and so all the money's going into that. The thought was always, there will always be enough. Don't worry about it. There will always be enough. One day, I don't know why this happened to me, and maybe it was the universe trying to prove to me how this worked. The little voice came in and said, is that really true? And it was like someone turned off a light switch. So the money up to then had just flowed so easily. Everything just happened so easily. We could find people. We could train people. The business just flowed. I mean, it was just a wonderful situation. And as soon as that happened, it was just like a light switch going off, and then things started to fall apart. And in the end, what ended up happening with that business, which we are still running, by the way, our largest clients ended up having to close their doors. And at this point, COVID was coming in. And so trying to rebuild that business was going to be a real stretch. And a couple of things happened. One was that I understood what had happened. I had turned off the light switch. And I was like, how could you be so stupid? You know this stuff. How could you do that? And I really think it was the universe saying, you need to experience this. So let's just give you a lesson you are never going to forget. Mm-hmm. So understanding that, I had to say, okay, first of all, let's do some damage control. What are we going to do with the business? And we decided that we were going to allow the business to settle out at a level that my husband could run on his own. And that would give me space to go into something where I honestly feel the universe was trying to lead me to. And that was coaching, to try to bring the information and the encouragement, the accountability, the tools and everything to a larger group of people so that they could understand how to build businesses. And so once I kind of got that down that, okay, so my next step in life is going to be coaching. Now, how do I get that switch back on? And it was really a struggle because I turn it off and it would go off, and I turn it on and it would go off. And so finally, what I had to do is to sit down and say, okay, there's a message in here somewhere. What's going on with this? What is it that I have to do? And what I finally realized was that I had to come to terms with what I really thought I was here to do, and to realize that making a lot of money was perfectly safe. It was perfectly fine. It would not deter me from what I'm here to do. And now I need to go and just build this business in the quantum field and allow it to come to me and stop trying to push a rope up a hill. And so since I've kind of got that through my head, when I do my meditation every morning and I do my movie that shows what my life is going to be like and all the rest of that, it really is a joy. It's fun. It's wonderful. I can see where it is that I want to go. And it's just incredibly, incredibly fun. And now the light switch is on, and it's simply a matter of everything has to come into 3D. So that's what we're building now.
I'm listening to some of the things that you're talking about, our journeys are absolutely parallel. You know, the things that you're talking about, like, yeah, I totally understand and get where you're going with this. So what's quite interesting about that is, you know, you started from a place of not even knowing or understanding this whole energy piece, and then having this awareness that, oh, that's how it works. And interestingly enough, as soon as that awareness came to you, you switched it off. You know, it's like, didn't even register that energy was even part of the equation previously, and the doors were open and things were coming at you, and it was nothing was ever a problem. Money didn't really matter. You know, you had that, you know, it's always been okay. It's okay now, and therefore it will always be okay in the future kind of mentality. And then that moment where you had the realization of, oh, actually, this energy thing, it's a thing. I can switch it on and switch it off. And then switching the damn thing off and then having that experience, it's almost as if, all right, now you realize it. Now let's just play with this a little bit. Let's just see how it actually works, because once you understand that, gosh, this is legit, it really does work, you can switch it on, but you can also switch it off. Now you need to understand that a little bit more. So let's You know, we've talked about it, but creating this in our mind first. And so I want to help everybody sort of understand what exactly do we mean by that. So whether it's I want to see myself in a new house, living in a new place, or I want to create a business that, you know, brings an abundance, you know, brings in seven figures. You know, you talked about meditation, you talked about seeing this in your mind, you know, maybe in your workshop of the mind. So what is it that you are doing to bring that firstly to life in the inner to then make it a reality on the outer?
Well, the first thing that that all of us really need to do is to really believe that this is how energy works. Because if your mind is out there saying, boy, what you're doing is stupid, and this is never going to work, and my God, you know, I got to be at work in 15 minutes, and why are you doing this? You're wasting mm-hmm. your time. Not going to work. Okay? Once you understand that this is how the universe works, it works in energy, and then that energy comes into form, and you really understand that. Then when you go to create something, you're really building a picture in your mind, but more importantly, you're building a feeling in your mind. Mm-hmm. So that house that you envision and you kind of look at, you know, what color it is and how many rooms it has. I'll give you a cute little story about this in a minute. You've got it all kind of nailed down what the backyard looks like. Are there dogs running around? Whatever it is, this house that you envision. The most important thing there's two things that you need to remember when you're doing this, and they're very important. One is you're not just building the picture in your mind. You're building the feeling. What mm-hmm. feeling do you have when you walk around that house? So once you've got the house kind of in your mind now, walk through the rooms, touch the furniture, smell what's going on in the kitchen, right? Hear the birds out in the garden. Use all of your senses and feel what that house feels like. And the stronger that feeling is, the faster it's going to come to you in 3D. And that's how the universe works. The second thing to remember is that you're not watching a movie. This isn't you sitting in a seat and watching you walk around the house. This is you walking around the house and hearing, smelling, touching, feeling, all of those things, experiencing this beautiful place that you have created just for you. That experience, that feeling, that love that you have, that joy that you have, the more that builds as you are walking through your house, the faster it will come.
Mm. And that's a really important distinction that you make, is that it's not just you, you know, imagining or you playing a movie in your mind, is that, oh, it would be nice to have, and I can see that over there, but it's not really me. It's total immersion, as if you are actually there. And like you say, you engaging every sense you have, as if you were actually there and it were happening, and bringing that to life, essentially.
Absolutely. It's
what's quite interesting, and one of the things that I've found along the way and through this journey, is that often when you're talking to people about this, you'll find that there is sometimes a disconnection. There's a misalignment of what one wants is misaligned with the energy in which they are exerting, I suppose you could call it, or displaying. So what I mean by that is, I could say, man, I want to be a seven-figure business owner. I really want that. However, so in the back of my mind is this tune that's playing that says, yeah, but if you get there, you're going to have no time. You're going to have, you know, it's going to be stressful. You're going to be dealing with all of these kinds of people. You know, the lifestyle that you really wanted, you're not going to be able to have, even though the mind says, these are the things that I want, but you've got kind of this disconnection or misalignment of things happening. Can we talk a little bit about that and how we get both of those things to be in alignment, so that your values and your desires are actually, and your energy are all in beautiful alignment, which helps to open that flow.
You know, it's interesting. All of us have these little saboteurs that eat away, right, in our brain. And a lot of it comes down to something that's very basic. And that something is we don't feel worthy to have the life that we really want. There's somehow, when we were very young, we were programmed to believe that we didn't deserve it. And trying to get to a point where we understand that you are worthy just by virtue of the fact that you are alive. You don't have to be anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to get up in the morning, put on your cape and fly around the room. You don't have to do anything. You are worthy simply because you are a child of the universe and you deserve everything that you want. So getting to that point is really what a lot of struggle is for people. And it really, it comes down to really understanding, firstly, where are you feeling that in your body, right? We have these energy centers that run through our body. And a lot of times, if we say, you know, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to do, this is how my life is going to look, and you start to get that uncomfortable feeling in your stomach, that's your second energy center. And that's where money is and security and all of those things are sitting in that center. And that kind of tells you, oh, I got a little saboteur in there. So then you know, okay, I've got to work on that. I have to come back to understanding that I don't have to do anything. I am simply worthy because I exist. There's nothing that I need to do, nothing that I need to be. I am a child of the universe. I can have anything I want. Now, there are lots of tools out there to help you if you've got, you know, things like I did with the light switch not staying on. Right? There's lots of things that you can do, lots of places you can go to learn how to get that out of your system. And you know, there's work done by Dr. Joe Dispenza. There's work done by a fellow who wrote The Emotion Code. Great book. Gives you all the tools that you need. You can do it yourself to get all of this stuff that's stuck in your cells out. Because part of the issue that we have is that we may be born with some of this stuck in our DNA and we're not even aware of it. So, you know, whether you believe in past lives or you don't or whatever, when you come into the world, right, you've got DNA from your mom and dad, and there's emotional DNA in there along with all of the physical stuff. There's energetic DNA, there's emotional DNA in there. And so if your mother didn't feel that, you know, she was worthy, then chances are it's in your DNA whether you want it to be there or not. Mm. So this is stuff that you need to work on. And for example, I love the book, The Emotion Code. I've worked with the stuff there for quite a while. And I've gone back 7 generations to try to get to, why is that there? That is so stupid. Why is it there?
Just fascinating. Just while I think of it, there is actually another book that I read that I found was really, really good on along the similar lines. And it was, it didn't start with you. So you're talking about sort of the emotional traumas and things that tend to be carried through generation on generation because it's built into your DNA and gets passed down in that way. That is another fabulous book. I cannot remember the author, but it's a really good book.
Right. There are just some fabulous tools out there to help you. And so if you can feel that little niggling in there, then you know that you've got some saboteurs. And actually around probably September or October, I'm going to be weaving in dealing with your saboteurs into my group coaching program to help people who are like that. There's a meditation that I do sometimes for groups, which essentially leads people to meet the part of themselves that is disconnected from where they're trying to go today, grow that part up and reintegrate it back into themselves so that they can actually do what they want to do. And people have told me that when they meet this part of themselves, it comes from all over the place. Sometimes it's, you know, from when they're a child, they're a baby, sometimes when they're a teenager, sometimes they're all over the place. And I actually had one person say, well, when I visualized, you know, this person, what I got was 7 Teletubbies. And I'm like, I'm not even going to go there. No way. But these are parts of you that are not integrated and they're fighting you. And so whatever tool that you use to try to bring all these things back, grow them up, and then reintegrate them into you so that they can become helpers as opposed to saboteurs, whatever it is that, that works for you, that's what you need to work on. Because you are never going to be able to build that life if you're energetically not in alignment with it. So when you get to the point where you can think about it, and there's no little guys gnawing away in your stomach, there's nothing in your power center, in your solar plexus, you're feeling really good as you think about this, great. Now you're aligned and you're ready to go.
Mm. And like you say, I mean, we started this whole show with, you know, we don't often talk about this or think about it as being part of the journey to success. And the fact that you're realizing this, you realize it very early on in your entrepreneurial journey, and now being able to integrate that into teaching people how to not just understand the fundamentals of business and how to, you know, what are the 5 things that you need to know before you start a business and all the practical things that we talk about. Yeah. It's real, because it, honestly, as you would have found out too, that it doesn't matter how many tactics, strategies, information you learn, if you don't understand all of that and then get your energy in alignment, you're probably going to find yourself, it feels as if it's Groundhog Day, you're hitting your head against a brick wall constantly or coming up against challenges. And that is most likely because you're misaligned. So I want to sort of switch gears a little bit now, because I know that one of the things that you've been talking about, because, you know, from a energy point of view, for business owners, a lot of that time, that means for them, I want to make more money. And I want to be able to, and you talked about, you know, that your gut, then where your money sits, and, you know, our beliefs around money. So I want to sort of switch gears and talk about that a little bit, because I know you've got a fabulous series that you've done that helps people to find like $100,000 in their business, you know, by looking at certain things. So I want us to sort of talk about this from a two-pronged point of view, and how do you actually find that from a very practical standpoint, but then how do you even overlay the energetic side of things so that when you find it, you can actually do something with it and you have an opportunity to either keep it or be able to do something with it that is going to be of more benefit, so it multiplies itself over time.
Right. Good questions. Well, I'm a business coach. I know it sounds like I'm probably an energy coach, but I'm a business coach, and I just incorporate energy into the coaching that I do. And the first thing, if I'm going to coach somebody, the first thing that I want to do is to find out where we can get extra money, extra revenue, profit, et cetera, in their business. And so I'll run them through a profit acceleration assessment. And the assessment essentially looks at several different areas and says, you know, if we were to tweak this, if we were to make a minor change to do this, what do you think the impact would be on your business? And we never allow someone to say, oh, 50%. I mean, they can say 50%, you know, that would, or double my business or whatever. That's fine. Let's keep it to small numbers, 2%, 10%, maybe in a smaller business, maybe 15%. But we don't want the numbers to be wild, because one of the things that the person is going to see as we're going through this assessment is how things build one on the other. So if you make a small change here and that's going to increase your business 10%, you make a small tweak over here and that's going to increase 2%, et cetera. You have, excuse me, a cumulative effect of what's going on so that you're compounding those changes. And Whereas you may think, well, you know, 2% isn't much, 5% isn't much. By the time we're finished doing the assessment, you may have found well over $100,000. There's a fellow that I know who has a really fabulous business in Maryland, and he wants to sell it. And that business, he was making about $4 million. And he wanted to increase the value of the business. And we said, okay, let's take a look at what would happen if we made some tweaks. So we took a look at a variety of different areas and said, what would happen if we did this? What would happen if we did that? What would happen if we did that? And by the time we finished tweaking, we found over $400,000 additional for his business just by doing those things. Now that's 10%. Right? Mm. And that may not sound like a lot, but on a $4 million business, hey, that's a whole business for somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And often when you break it down into those smaller, you know, more manageable, it feels a lot less overwhelming for somebody too, right? So let's have maybe a little bit of a deep dive into what sort of things, right? What sort of things did you look at that maybe picked up? It's a 1% here and a 2% over there. What sort of things should somebody look at first?
Okay. So if you really need money, there are two areas to look at. So the first one is cutting costs. And so it looks at basically all of your costs, whether you can renegotiate contracts or you can get a supplier who will give you the same thing, same quality, but for a cheaper price. Or sometimes think about during COVID, a lot of people who had rented space could negotiate a lower rent because the landlords were not able to rent out their spaces. And so they would give you a break on your rent just to keep you. And so there are things that you can do to cut costs. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is to take a really good look at whether or not raising your price is something that you should do. Now, when was the last time that an entrepreneur raised their price ever? Right? Oh, I can't do that. I'm going to lose clients. Oh my goodness, what will happen? Some of them will leave. But we can show these people very easily that you can afford to lose X number of clients and still have the same profit. So what's the problem? If you're going to lose more than that, yes, then you're losing profit. Okay. But are that many people going to leave? Probably not. So you're still ahead. And I'm not talking about just raising it ridiculously, right? You want to raise your price reasonably, and you want to do it the right way. You want people to understand why you're raising the price. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you've got lawn care people, right? So you've got somebody who comes in and they cut your bushes and, you know, they sweep away whatever, you know, clean the rocks if you're in Vegas, right? Nobody has grass. So blow the leaves off the rocks, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. So all of these lawn care people, you think, pretty much do the same thing, okay? So let's say that you've got some grass in your backyard where you've got a little playground for your kids and your pets. And your lawn care person comes up and says, I'm raising your price $15 a month. Well, then you might be tempted to go down the street to the guy that you think does the same thing and say, well, you know, for $15, I can get this guy to come in and do the same thing, right? Wrong way to raise the price. But what happens if he comes to you and he says, I love having you as a client. We really appreciate the fact that you've stayed with us X number of years. Unfortunately, I do have to raise my price $15. And here's why. We don't use chemicals in our fertilizers because you have children and you have pets, and we want to make sure that the grass is very safe for these people. And the cost of the fertilizer has gone up. We have labor that we try to take care of very well because they all have families. They put food on the table with what we pay them, and we need to give them a small increase because everything else is going up. So you kind of give them a list of this is why we're having to increase the price. And when you look at that and say, you know, this guy does a great job. There's never any chemicals in my lawn. I don't have to worry about my pets. I don't have to worry about my children sitting on the grass. They do all of this. They always clean up afterwards and take the stuff away with them. You know, $15. Yeah, everything's going up, but I can afford the $15. Mm-hmm. So those are two ways that you can actually get money immediately. Then we can take a look at what could really have a significant impact on your revenue. Well, let's talk about something called an MDP, a market dominating position. Okay? Now, usually people will say, you need to have an elevator pitch, right? When somebody says, what do? You rattle off this 30-second, this is what I do, okay? And strangely enough, it's going to sound just like everybody else's, this is what I do. Have you ever gone into a networking meeting and somebody says, hi, you know, I'm so-and-so, what do you do? And they say, oh, I am a business attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm a chiropractor. Okay. I'm a dentist. Okay. There's nothing there that says, I need to go see this guy. Right?
Yeah.
Right? It's not like the chiropractor says, oh, my business specialty is taking people who have had back pain for 30 years and making it go away instantly. I'd be like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that is so cool. I know three people who need to see you, right? A market dominating position is a position that nobody else occupies. They don't say what you say, even if they can. And it plays to the person's biggest fear. So let me give you another example. Let's say that I'm a realtor, okay? And you want to sell your house. Your biggest fear is, I'm not going to be able to sell your house and you're going to be stuck with two mortgages, right? I mean, that's the biggest fear that most people who are selling your house have. But what if I say to you, I'll sell your house in 28 days or less, or I'll sell it for free? Okay, now you've got my attention and I will go with you. Because for free could save me what? $15,000? Mm-hmm. Maybe more? Maybe $20,000? Hey, that pays for a lot of double mortgages.
Absolutely. Using that whole concept of risk reduction, or, you know, risk reversal, in the sense that, you know, there is no risk to you. You can come and, you know, list your home with me. And if it doesn't sell within 28 days, well, who wins? You're going to win, because eventually I'm going to sell it and you're going to come out better off, because you're not going to have to pay any commissions on that. Absolutely.
It's just that one thing that you say that speaks to somebody's biggest fear, that captures their attention and says, I need you. I've been thinking about selling my house. The conversation is going on in my mind. You said that you'll sell it or you'll do it for free. I'm there.
Right? Yeah.
So that market. Go ahead.
I was just saying, so in that sense, it's really taking some time to think about, you know, what are your ideal customers' biggest fears, their biggest problems, their biggest frustrations, their biggest wants and desires. And when you realize and you understand those, then being able to weave them into, as you call it, that market dominating position, being able to articulate it in such a way that, I'm seeing some of our viewers and listeners today saying, when you were talking about the back pain, you know, sign me up, because that speaks directly to them. It said, you know, you're sitting in an audience, you've just heard that chiropractor say that, and oh my God, my back hurts. I need you. You know, so it's really speaking to the problem of the audience that you're wanting to serve.
Absolutely. So there's lots of things like that we go through, and we say, you know, if I can find you, you know, $10,000 to $100,000 in additional revenue without your having to spend more money on marketing and advertising, then are you in? Because a lot of people think, I need to get more money. They immediately jump to, I need to do more advertising. But that's not necessarily the case. Market dominating position could mean that you'll capture all the people that are blowing you off today because they really don't know what you do. They don't know how you can help them. They're wandering around with this little black cloud over their head raining on them. They don't know how you can stop that. Mm-hmm. But if they hear your market dominating position, that'll help. And then it may be that you're in an industry where you're doing all of these incredible Facebook ads. Nobody's seeing them because all the algorithms have changed, and you're not really speaking to people's problems anyway. And you take a look at your business, and maybe social media isn't what you should be doing. Maybe you should be doing networking. Maybe you should be doing joint ventures. Maybe you should be doing, you know, referrals. Maybe you should be doing all of the different things from what you're currently doing. And so we take a look and say, well, what would happen if you did this? Have you thought about that? Have you ever tried this? Have you taken a look at that? And so in leading people down through this assessment, to say, let's take a look at your business and look at it differently, then not only can we help them to grow their business, we can help them to scale simply, right? Mm-hmm. When I built my seven-figure business, I built it so that I could have scaled it 2, 4, 10 times and not bat an eyelash, because all of the automation was there. The outsourcing was there. All of the systems and processes that we needed were there. But when we were several years into the business, and I had, we ran it with a small staff. My husband had a massive heart attack. He had to have 5 bypasses. And I wasn't expecting this. It wasn't like, oh yeah, today's Thursday, heart attack. Wasn't even close to being on my calendar. We had no warning. I mean, we live a healthy lifestyle. He walked the dogs 2 miles every day. We don't smoke. We don't drink. We're pescatarians. We have vegetables and a little bit of fish. I mean, we did all the things that you're supposed to do to be healthy, right? Massive heart attack. And the thing was that because we had built the business so that it was easily scalable and we had all the processes in place, I could literally start in the morning around 7:30. The staff would come in. I would get them all settled. Everything would be done. And then I would leave the office about 2 p.m. And the staff would finish off the day, lock up everything. And I would come home about 8:00 at night. The rest of the time I was at the hospital with my husband. So yeah. When you set up your business properly, when you go through all of these things and you figure out what it is that you can do, and then how to build a business, not a hobby, but a business, then it allows you to scale up the way you want. And I'm saying very specifically the way you want, because there's a huge mistake that a lot of entrepreneurs make when they start a business, say, oh yeah, I want a seven-figure business. But if you've been through the process to figure out what your true why is, I mean, you got really down into the core where you're crying because you've never told anybody this before, but this is really why you're doing this. And let's say, for example, that it's because you want to spend time with your kids in a way that your parents never could with you. And then you tell me in the next breath, I want a seven-figure business. We've got a disconnect.
Yeah.
The number of hours it takes to build a seven-figure business is not going to allow you to spend the time that you want with your kids. You're not going to be able to stop at 2 p.m. to go to somebody's violin rehearsal, right? Or watch a soccer game because you've got clients you're busy building, right? So you, if you do this right, you can build it to the level you want that fits the lifestyle that you want. You can enjoy it, you can be happy, you can have what you want. But there's a little bit of prep that you need to do. There's some foundational work in there.
And what's quite fascinating about that, Wendy, is that you know, we're now back at sort of even that energetic level, right? Because if you're going ahead and you're gung-ho about I'm going to build this seven-figure business that's going to take all of my time, but your underlying why, the reason you're doing it, is because you want to spend more time with your children and you want to have, you know, some freedom and be able to travel and all of these other things, you're ending up trying to create something where you've got an absolute misalignment. And there, you know, raises the energy conversation again, because it's never going to work. You're going to continue to be hit with these challenges and, you know, and barriers that you're going to have to continuously overcome because you have a misalignment. So I think that's beautiful in the way in which that's been, you know, brought back to that.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're misaligned, the primary emotion that you're putting out there, the primary vibration, okay, because every emotion has a vibration. All this energy has a vibration. That primary vibration you're putting out there is one of guilt. And it's a very low, sluggish energy, right? Whereas if you are in an energy of joy, if you're in an energy of gratitude, you're in an energy of love, you're in the flow, you love what you're doing so much because it's giving you exactly what you want. I mean, it's miles apart, right?
Yeah, yeah, so, you just raised that vibration.
Absolutely.
Quantum leaped it. Yeah. And things start to come a whole lot simpler and a whole lot easier. Look, well, I mean, there's so many things that we can do. I mean, you know, from those two-pronged approaches with the energy and then the practicalities of business and being able to set up really solid foundations so that, you know, with your systems and your processes and the like, so that you've actually got a really solid foundation to continue to build your business on top of. So, you know, so no matter what happens, and I'm sorry to hear about your husband, or I know that happened at a really it was Halloween, right? That all happened. Not the sort of thing you expect on a day like Halloween. So I'm really pleased that he's, you know, mended quickly, and he's you know, back on his feet and doing all the things that he is enjoying doing now. But you know, it's really important that we have that so that in times like you experience, it was much easier for you to be able to walk away and spend the time with your husband when you needed to do so, when he needed you most. If you hadn't spent that time building those solid foundations and getting all of these things right, how much more difficult would it have been? It would have been another nightmare on top of something that was already, you know, challenging and stressful.
It would have been a huge nightmare. And the other thing was, if any of you are in this position where you are trying to balance family and business, one of the things that I really would encourage you to do is to go back and understand that you are worthy and worthy of self-care. Because one of the things that happens is you begin to think, if I'm not looking after the person who's sick and I'm not doing business, then, you know, I feel guilty. I wake up at 2 in the morning, I'm not looking after him and I'm not looking after the business. Oh my God, the guilt starts to come. Forget about all that. You are worthy of self-love, of self-care. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else, and you certainly can't take care of your business. So make sure that you are number one on the list. And I say that with all the love in my heart for my husband, who has gone through so much. He's gone through massive heart attack, stroke that paralyzed his left side, broken hip, knee replacement. He's in the house right now recovering from knee surgery. Poor guy has the worst karma of anybody I know. But
he's obviously extremely resilient. He seems to bounce back.
He is. He's a fighter. He understands as well that if I don't look after myself, I can't look after him. I can't look after the business. So if you are in this position, you are worthy of self-love and self-care. Make sure that you are number one, whatever it is that recharges your batteries, whether it's meditation or it's a long hot bath or it's listening to music, sitting in a corner with your cat, reading a book for an hour, whatever it is, make sure that you do at least an hour of that every day so that you can stay on track.
Recharge that battery. I want to say thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest today. It actually is a really fascinating conversation when we start talking about this quantum energy and overlaying that into business and life, you know, because if you can really understand this and then you use it in the right way, you start to, you know, you're able to, I'm going to say, have some level of control over it because you were able to switch on and off, then you have this wonderful tool at your, I'm not even going to say at your fingertips, that you're ready to be able to use all the time to be able to create flow, to be able to open many doors, to be able to create the life that you actually really want. And I want to let you guys know, if you're interested in learning more about Wendy, or you're wanting to, you know, do some work with her, there's a couple of places that you can go. So the first place, obviously, head on over to Wendy's website. So you can go to wendybyford.com, or you can also go here, which is to calendly.com/WendyByford/GC, and just make a time to have a bit of a chat with Wendy and see if her upcoming program, which I'll allow her to tell you a little bit about in a moment, is the right sort of thing for you. And you too can start utilizing, you know, the skills that Wendy has got. She'll impart them on you, and you can get your energies aligned and also put in all the right steps into your business so that you can create something that is thriving, that is going to fuel your life and your family. So what's coming up, Wendy? What have you got on the go?
Well, the beginning of August, I'm starting group coaching, because one of the things that I've noticed is that I can do one-on-one coaching, but one-on-one coaching in business is fairly expensive. It's, if you want to coach with me, then it's somewhere between $35,000 and $60,000 a year, which is a big ticket for a lot of people. I wanted to bring the information and the tools and the accountability and the encouragement that you get in one-on-one coaching and bring it into a group environment in small groups of maybe 15 to 20 people max, and treat it almost like a mastermind. So I'm starting that program so that you'll be able to have two calls a week. One will be a training that I'll do on some of the stuff we've been talking about, and then accountability. So you have to say what you're going to do and be accountable for that. And then the second call is going to be mindset and open Q&A. I'm stuck here. What do I do? And I can't get this worthiness thing out of my mind. What do I do? So we'll be talking about that as well, so we can bring together that energy and business building together. There's also a video library with a whole bunch of topics that people will have access to, and a bunch of other things. So if you think that this is something that might be really good for you and you like working in a group environment, kind of a mastermind group, then all you need to do is go to at calendly.com/WendyByford/GC. It'll book you a 15-minute conversation, and we'll just chat about what you're trying to do, how you're trying to get there, and see whether or not this program would actually be right for you.
Beautiful. Well, I think, you know, I'm excited for you that you're doing this. I think group coaching is a fantastic way for people to be able to have access to someone like you that they wouldn't normally be able to do, because, you know, it might be price out of their price range, but also that it gives them access to a whole lot of other people in a mastermind type environment. So I love that. Look, guys, as I said, head on over to WendyByford /GC, or just go to Wendy's website and connect with her there. Other than that, I'm going to say thanks very much for tuning in today. I hope you guys have learned some stuff about energy. You guys, as Wendy said, I'm going to echo that. You are worthy. You know, we are infinite beings. Anything you want, you can do. There's a few things, obviously, you've got to, you know, put some steps in place, and some people might be able to help you with that. And we've given you some tools to be able to assist you with that today by heading on over to Wendy's website. But other than that, I'm going to see you guys again this Friday at 10 a.m. Brisbane time for another live episode of Unlock with Tracy Wilson. And we're going to be talking about all things when it comes to creating your own live show, because you guys know I love to talk about that stuff. I love the fact that I'm able to help people bring their skills, their expertise, and their knowledge to an environment like this where they're able to share it with others. So join me on Friday, and I'll talk a little bit more about that and give you some tips and tools on how you can get yourself started in creating your own live show too. All right, guys, as I always say, you want to go away and live your life unlocked, because you guys know there's just no other way. So I'll see you on Friday. Thanks for joining. Bye for now.